The annual Farm Aid Concert featuring Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and Bonnie Raitt takes place tomorrow in Wisconsin. It's a timely location for the decades-old benefit concert because even though Wisconsin is dubbed America's Dairyland, it leads the nation in farm bankruptcies. Chuck Quirnbach from member station WUWM reports.
Across the country, about 2,700 dairy farms closed last year. More than one quarter of them were in Wisconsin. About 500 more farmers in the Badger State have quit dairy so far this year. Consolidation of the industry, partly fueled by a long stretch of low milk prices, is nothing new here. About 40% of Wisconsin's dairy farms have disappeared over the last decade. But the pace of departures is increasing, and for many remains a painful process. A rooster is one of the few barnyard animals left at Weilemar Farms outside Monroe, Wisconsin. Owners Emily and Brandy Harris sold their 50 milk cows in May. Brandy remembers.
No, it was not an easy thing. It was a horrible day. We still, to this day, don't talk about them.
It's a bit easier for the two women who had been in the dairy business for a decade to talk about why they stepped away. Emily Harris says the prices the farm was getting for its milk made it impossible to keep up with the bills, including for maintaining equipment.
You know, after 10 years of just using and using it and not having money to repair anything, it just got to the point where all of our tractors needed thousands of dollars worth of work.
Emily says many of the other dairy farms in Wisconsin and elsewhere that are shutting down are small to mid-size operations, leaving a lot of huge farms or small hobby farms.
So where are the farmers? You know, where are the cattlemen? Where are the people that enjoy it and love it and have a passion for it? Those people are gone.
They all may go someday, but not quite yet. Wisconsin still has about 7,500 dairy farms. Cozy Nook Farms outside Waukesha is one of them. The Oberhaus family has been on this land for about 60 years and have 70 cows. Tom Oberhaus says a big reason the farm is still in business is diversification. They also sell lots of pumpkins and Christmas trees.
It's really sad that we actually take our pumpkin and Christmas tree money and we say it helps support our cow habit.
Yet Oberhaus says he's not considering kicking that habit and selling his cows.
Not really, no. You know, we're I'm an old German and hard-nosed, and keeping the land going and the farm going is kind of the number one goal in our life.
Oberhaus says he hopes President Trump's tariff fight with China, a battle that some say has hurt overseas sales of U.S. dairy products, will eventually pay off. The state of Wisconsin recently agreed to spend millions of dollars on dairy innovation, and dairy policy analyst Mark Stevenson at the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the investment will also pay off eventually.
The dollars that the state would put into this doesn't fix today's problem. The marketplace is going to do that before we ever could.
Even so, the U.S. Agriculture Department announced this week the creation of regional dairy innovation centers in Wisconsin, Vermont, and Tennessee. But it's unclear what the industry will look like by the time any innovative ideas make it to the milking parlor. For Here and Now, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.